Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
Well, I overheard some strange things happening here, and then, of course, there's the Bayou Serpent, which may be worth a little bit of investigating.
Maybe that's unexplained if I don't know some things, but as far as I'm aware, it's very explainable.
The Bayou Serpent's very explainable.
Yeah, well, the stories about the Bayou Serpent, well, they say they go back, you know, hundreds of years, but they actually don't. They only go back maybe less than 100 years, back to Prohibition. That's when they started. See, to throw off Proby agents, the smugglers would talk about the serpent, but actually the red lights, that was just the headlamps from their boats going up and down the river ferrying things. And sometimes the tunnels that they might use, if a Proby agent found it, anyone they asked would just kind of almost mockingly tell them that it was made by the serpent.
Well, let's solve that mystery. I better leave town. I'm just kidding. I'm coming back for more of that peek.
There might be some more that I don't know, though.
Like, what if you found a man wandering around, clearly distressed, who thought he was from Boston in 1843?
Mm-hmm.
But he can't be from Boston in 1843, because it's not 1843, and we are nowhere near Boston.
From my recollection.
What do you say to that? Anything of that nature been plaguing or bubbling away in the town?
Nothing of the sort. You can see when you first brought this up,
yep,
it worried her. And then you realize she has on purpose tried to navigate the conversation away from that, and you've brought it back.
Oh yeah, Adam, I'm not a fucking idiot.
She knows something, and she seems hesitant to say it.
How about this, Sarah? You seem to be an aficionado of all things strange and unusual. I'm staying at the
Riverside Lodge.
I'm room 12. If you find any more solutions to any of the folklore or want to give a detailed interview about the booze runners, that's where you can find me, okay?
She nods slowly. She seems spooked.
She does. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow for more of that pie. And I'll tell the chef that we're going to get that smoothie right. I believe in both of us.
I'll see you then. If you're looking for a smoothie, you might also want to try at the lodge.
Oh, at the Riverside Lodge.
They do a breakfast service.
Well, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Not to give money to the competition, but actually it's not the competition. We're not open for breakfast, unfortunately.
Well, when you make a dinner this good, why would you be?
Fair enough.
Well, Sarah Johnson, thank you very much, and please keep an ear to the ground for any people that seem like they're displaced in time.
She nods slowly, once again, kind of quietly almost to herself, and then she just rolls away.
What are you afraid of? All right. We've been putting this off, Heracles. Crescent Mills.
You drive out to Crescent Mills. You get back onto Main Street, and then you drive further south until the...
Adam, is anyone following me? I just had the thought. I'm driving around. Heracles is not subtle when he's doing investigations. Is anybody following me?
It's fucked. It's fucked that you just coincidentally asked that. Looking behind in the rearview mirror, someone's following you on every turn. They're making a decent effort, and they're not bad at not looking like they're tailing you, but
I've tailed people before. I know what tailing looks like.
You're being tailed.
What kind of car is it?
Is it a limerick?
You can't see. You just see the headlights.
Are they red?
No, they're... See what you mean? No, they're just regular car headlights as far as you could tell.
So I'm heading to Crescent Mills. Are they still following
From
me?
The height and position, you would guesstimate that it might be a sedan-sized vehicle as opposed to like a big truck or something like that, but that's all you can tell. They're following at a distance as well.
Well, well, well. Heracles, we got friends in all sorts of places. I'm willing to bet my left and my right arm that car... is a muscle car of some description. Not in the make, but in the person behind the steering wheel. In fact, I'm prepared to go on a limb and say that is a muscles car.
That was very funny.
Heracles is asides that are just for you and me, Adam.
That's good. No, it's great. I really love them.
I'm going to, let's go to Crescent Mills. What's going on there? Is it all locked up and spooky looking?
Yeah, as you pull in, it's... a big wire fence all around the textile mill. It's one large building with some smaller side buildings, but most of them are actually collapsed or so dilapidated that they're obviously useless as buildings. They're more just piles of rubble at this point. When you arrive, there's a wire link gate. The gate has a chain with a lock, but as soon as your headlights illuminate it, you pick it immediately. The lock is not... actually locked.
You just open
it immediately. Cool. You see lots of evidence that people come, not workers, obviously, come in and out of this building all the damn time. In fact, as you're pulling in, your headlights illuminate a person who runs off into the night.
The car followed me up this far, or is it still sitting back?
It's way behind you, but it has followed you here, yeah. You can see in the mill, there are some lights on.
Cool. I get out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into the mill.
When you get out of your car, the lights from behind you turn off.
I turn back to where the lights were to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are they?
They'd be pretty far. You can't say exactly.
Could they hear if I yelled?
Maybe.
Go home and practice.
All right. You're going inside the mill?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take, what equipment would I have? My smartphone, a first aid kit, some Luminol, and, Adam, I'm not a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go into the... Mama didn't raise no fool. I walk around to the boot of the car, and I pop open the boot.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of the boot is what looks to be like a rifle case, right? Or a shotgun case.
Yes.
With like a pin number in it,
yes.
Right, to open it up. And I punch in a pin, and I pop it open, but there is no shotgun in here. Mm-hmm. There is a cricket bat with the word Majesty carved out in the middle of it.
Cool.
I pick it up, and I... walk into the Crescent Mills.
There's a sign, a big sign as you enter saying Crescent Mills established 1922. The sign is long rusted and worn and whatnot. There's probably some graffiti and tags and whatnot covering the facade of the building. First thing you see as you wander inside is a nearly destroyed, almost dust at this point, pair of denim pants, which is probably one of the things made in this textile mill.
Those are the oldest pants I've ever seen.
You can see there's the remains of dilapidated machines and party supplies scattered all over the place. You can tell a quite large party happened here, some might say last night.
Hey, maybe. Mm. What? Who's to say?
Absolutely.
As I'm looking at the party detritus,
mm-hmm.
anything from the 1800s, Adam? Anything poke out as being particularly not of... the era that we're currently in?
Nothing
here. The year of our Lord 20... I don't know what year it is.
I'll make that a investigation check. Wow, no successes. Oh my God. Yeah, there's so much mess around the place. It's
thinking
impossible.
About that pie.
Yeah.
Mm.
There is a foreman's office, you can see. The light is coming from the foreman's office.
I head towards the foreman's office.
You open the door and you see inside... they don't seem surprised that you are coming in here. They seem surprised, not that someone is coming in, but that it's you coming in. There's three guys here who are quite obviously muscle or security of some sort. They look not dissimilar to the muscles that you saw earlier, but none of them are the muscles from earlier.
No, correct.
And then you see a man sitting on the desk itself, in kind of acting like he's too cool for school, some might say.
How old is this man, Adam?
He'd be in his 30s.
Okay.
With one hand, he's playing with a butterfly knife, the classic open it, close it, open it, close it. The other hand is just on his thigh, but you can see he's got a holster with a gun there, and it looks like he's ready to draw should the situation call for it. And then snaking, figuratively and literally, snaking around his neck and then up the side of his face onto his forehead is a tattoo of a snake.
Bayou Serpent.
Well, looks like we have ourselves a man who knows his folklore. I'm Frankie the Snake Fontenot. I don't have the pleasure of knowing who you are, though.
I've heard a lot about you, Frankie. My name is Heracles Melville, and I'm hoping that you and your friends here can help me solve a mystery.
He turns his head, and you see that he has a glass eye. He gets up from the desk and says, "Well, Mr. Melville, please, what's the mystery?"
Well, you're having a... Maybe not you, but there was a shindig here last night, and... Took a turn for the worse. Some EMTs were called out. Someone was a bit distressed, distraught. A guy running around dressed like he was from, I don't know, Boston in 1842.
I heard about that. Terrible business. Poor man, I'm sure he just could not handle his heroin. Some folks get like that.
So I'm thinking, do you know where he was? I'm just trying to find out everything I can about him. See, he doesn't remember who he is or how he came to be here, and he's down in the hospital with John Doe strapped on his wrist, which, as the three of you can attest, isn't a great way to be for anybody. You know, you've got a name and a nickname at that, a wonderful one. I'm sure your two friends here have names, and it's good to have a name. This man, he's lost his, and I'm going to try to help him find it. And I believe he lost it here.
Frankie, getting very close to you, uncomfortably close.
Yeah, okay.
Says to you, "Well, I would ask you if you're a member of law or enforcement, but your chosen weapon suggests otherwise."
"Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You carry that just in case somebody shows up with one of these. But as a token of good faith, I just put it like, I'm not going to, I
sure.
disarm it,
yeah,
so to
Yeah, you
speak.
Just put it on the wall. Lean it against the wall next to you.
Yeah. I'm not here for fights. I just wasn't sure who I'd run into. You can't be too careful, you know. Bayou Serpents and everything."
Sure. "I would, after asking you if you were law enforcement, I would ask you if you worked for Miss Lafleur. But Miss Lafleur is not stupid enough to send one man with a bat into the snake den," he says, gesturing around him.
"Oh, brains. Powder blue suit. Works at the school. Doesn't like you. No, I'm not working for her at all. In fact, I'm an interloper who came here to investigate the folklore nature of the Bayou Serpent. I'm writing a book, you see, about strange happenings in towns all over America and the world. It's going to be a good book when I finally get around to finishing it."
"Shh. So you talk too much."
"I have been told this before, yes."
"My third question then would have been, are you here for drugs?"
"Not at this time, no."
"Yeah, well, if you're not here for one, two, or three, I say you best turn around and walk away before you are made to."
"I have one question. If you find this man's name, or anything about him, he's a regular here, you've sold things to him before, I don't particularly care about any of that stuff, drugs, whatever, that's... low-rent stuff. I'm interested in the bigger picture, like how man may have perhaps traveled through time from Boston in 1842. So,
"You sure you don't want drugs, sir?"
No, the world is mighty strange enough as it is. No, I wanted to come out here and see if I could find any of his belongings or anything that might help stimulate his memory. Now, if you're prepared to, I don't know, have one of your big beef boys over here escort me around while I have a look, that's fine. Or if you want me to come back in the daytime, I can do that too. Or, alternatively, if you find anything of note, I'm staying at the Riverside Lodge, room 12.
You see, the main room, the big area with all the machines that you were in previously, that was a concrete floor. This is a wood panel floor.
Yeah.
You can see there is, on one of the wood panels, half a bloody handprint.
Okay. Okay. Well, I've said my piece.
"I don't think you understand me, Mr. Melville."
"Please, call me Heracles."
"I don't think you've understand me at all. Let me put it to you simply, in few words. Leave this place, or you will be hurt."
"Oh, I understand. Loud and clear. Please keep what I said in mind, though. At least do me the courtesy of that."
I'm not even going to make a empathy wits check. he's not going to do anything. He's not. He just isn't.
I might come back tomorrow in the daytime when it's a bit better, right? A bit more.
This is my office day, noon, night, afternoon. That's where I. This is where you'll find me. And so if you don't have the answer yes to one of the three questions, you have no business coming here.
All right, all right. I pick up my bat. I walk out the door. I turn back around. I come back in. Hi, I'd like to buy some drugs.
What do you want?
Oh, what do you got?
We've got all the big ones. Simple, complicated. Heroin, as I previously stated.
I love that he was like,
ecstasy,
some people
is
cut.
Popular among the children.
I'm not a child. Tell me, what sort of drug you got that'll make a man forget his memory or replace it with the fact that he traveled through time from Boston in 1842?
You are a singular man, Heracles.
I am, it has
and
been
you're
said.
You're pissing me off. Hugo, hurt this man for me.
Fuck.
We're going to go to initiative.
Good. Good.
All right.
That's right, Adam. I'm good at street fighting.
Duck and Weave, your character has been beaten all to hell more than a few times. Now that she dodges on instinct, not on skill, you can reflexively take a one die penalty to any actions this turn to use the higher of your wits or dexterity to calculate your defense. You can give yourself a plus one bonus to your defense.
My defense is one, Adam.
It would become two.
My bat also gives me a defense plus.
Oh, yeah, so it'd become three.
Hey!
Normally it's two, it'd become three instead.
Nice.
So basically, let me give you some advice.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Vice here, if you are fighting multiple opponents,
yeah,
this is useful.
Yeah, so if I had walked into a room of a drug dealer and he sicked his two goons on me,
yeah,
I'd be able to like avoid getting punched a bit better.
So there are three goons.
I'm getting my ass kicked, I think.
One of them picks up their own bat, a baseball bat rather than a cricket bat, and takes a swing at you. Would you like to start taking that one penalty?
Yeah, yes.
So first one swings, swing and a miss. You duck underneath the blow. Second one pulls a gun. He's going to shoot at you.
Yeah, okay.
A bullet hits you.
See, Adam, because the thing about Heracles is when years ago he had a vision of his death. So he's a little bit cavalier about death.
Sure,
not
yeah.
completely cavalier.
Sure,
he's
sure,
aware
sure.
that death is real. Just didn't think it would happen tonight.
Take 2 points of lethal damage and get shot.
Okay.
And then a third goon comes at you with another bat. And he misses you so badly, he instead hits a decrepit filing cabinet and breaks the bat. He looks down at the broken bat, drops that, and he starts reaching for, you hope, a knife, not a gun.
Where have I been shot, Adam?
You've been shot in the guts.
Oh, no.
It doesn't feel... No, never mind. It feels bad.
I've been shot in the guts.
You've been shot. Yeah.
Oh, damn, Rowdy was right. Rowdy was correct. I swing the cricket bat at the guy with the gun.
Okay.
And I'm trying to hit the gun out of his hand.
So that's 2 points for strength, 1 point for weaponry, 1 point for your specialty in cricket bats. And then it's a -2 to hit his hand, so it's 2 dice total.
Okay.
Comfy with that?
Adam, let's put a bit of willpower on that.
Sprinkle a little willy on that.
Put a bit of willy in there, a bit of mayonnaise.
Oh, you miss.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's because I've been shot in the stomach.
Yeah, it's pretty distracting.
Yeah.
You swing and then miss. And then...
I've been in town for less than 12 hours.
I know, it's funny.
I've met so many people. I have had the best pie of my life, and now I'm going to die in a warehouse.
Well, if you're
going
to die, it should be after you've had the best pie of your
it's
life.
It's true. That's what you meant. I was not going to be able to have another pie. Yeah. It's not even the best pie ever. It's just my last ever pie, and it was pretty good.
The foreman's office has several windows that look out into the factory area. It's on ground level, so you don't get a great view, but there are windows out into the main factory. So several of them have already been kicked in, but then all of them explode inwards and you hear bang, 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 bang.
What have I done? What have I walked into?
One of the goons... all three of them are taking fire, but one of the goons, his chest opens like a flower and he falls over backwards. You see the guy with the Hawaiian shirt steps in. He's got a pistol in each hand and he's firing.
Oh, the muscles from Sabineville.
Looking over your shoulder, you see through the window, you see the other guy with the white singlet. Have you ever heard of an AA-12?
No.
All right, let me show you a
picture. I don't do army the way you do army, Adam.
So this is an AA-12.
Holy shit, I have seen those in movies.
So it is a fully automatic shotgun.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You see that drum?
Yeah.
That drum barrel thing?
Has shotgun shells in it.
That contains, I think it's something like 60 shotgun shells. Now, imagine a shotgun going off like this. Boom, 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 boom. The guy with the singlet has that in his hand.
Yeah, good.
And he is just boom, 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 boom.
Great.
Spraying through the window.
Wonderful.
Then finally, you also see Evangeline there as well with a revolver, a pearl grip revolver in her hand. And she is firing at Frankie, who takes cover underneath his desk. Fucking kill them, Frankie screams. Crouched low, he sprints to a back door and slips out of the building. If the goons didn't have a gun in their hands, they have it now.
Great.
So
they're not interested in me, I assume.
Yeah, you are no longer interesting.
Cool, I'm going to try to stop the bleeding.
That's fine. That'll be on your turn. One of the goons fires pretty much over your head at the guy with the Hawaiian shirt. He misses. Oh, and then the other goon tries shooting at Evangeline. Both of them are falling back. And both of them miss as well. They just have pistols. A single pistol each. Their firepower is nothing compared to Evangeline and her muscles. It's your turn. You make a medicine dexterity check.
Yeah, I do have a first aid kit, but it's in the car.
You put a hand over the bullet.
I'm wearing... I'm wearing like a blazer and like a shirt and just like pants, whatever. I take the blazer off and I use that to like, I don't know, try to stop the bleeding a bit.
Sure.
Take it off and try to absorb some of the blood. I have a change. I've got changes of clothes. I'm on the road.
A second goon is shot dead, but the third manages to escape. As soon as the third escapes, you see the muscles sprint out the back door in pursuit. But Brains, Evangeline, stays here with you. Well there, little friend. You all right?
I have been better.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the face of it, I'm about a 5 out of 10.
I wasn't 100% sure, honey, previously, if you were or were not a member of law enforcement, but pretty confident now you are not a member of law enforcement. Although, well, I don't know, sometimes they can be that stupid.
No, I'm a singular man, Brains. I have a task, and I've come here to solve a great mystery, and I figure there might be some answers in here. I did underestimate, I suppose, the mortal threat that this gangster and his goons afforded me, and although now that they're gone, we can probably search the place a bit better.
Snake is vicious like that.
Mm. I am still bleeding.
She crouches down next to you, and she says, let me see.
I show her the hole in my gut.
She makes like a little tisking noise. Then she stands up and starts rummaging through Frankie's desk. She comes out with a first aid kit and she bandages you. The two of you together bandage it up.
Thank you, Brains. I appreciate your assistance tonight. Is that why you were following me? Because you weren't sure if I was police or not?
I like to keep an appraisal of what's happening in my census-designated place.
Fair enough. Apparently, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I had been informed earlier this afternoon that you had had a little stop-in with the lady below you, the representative from Bismarck Energy.
Well, that's correct. I went to ask her. See, I'm writing a book, Evangeline.
Mm-hmm.
It's called A Full Account of Ontologically
Problematic Events, Places, and Creatures in North America and Beyond.
Sarah Johnson.
Yes.
I'm writing a book, and as part of that book, I like to investigate mysteries. Now, I lied to Miss Bismarck. Not that's her actual name. I forgot. Sinclair. She should have started eating menthols. Anyway, so
I don't think it's going to matter too long. She keeps her head round here. She's liable to lose it. Anyway.
So much violent threat that is annoying Heracles because he's like, there's a part of me that's like, I can't let that woman get killed by this other woman. But at the other time, I just don't care. It's a war going on inside his head. Yeah, look, we'll get to that. I told her I was looking into the Bayou Serpent. What I'm actually here for is our friend from the church.
Right, yeah, the confused gentleman. My original assumption was that the poor fellow, I like to consider myself a classy form of criminal, but Frankie here, he's a, lowlife, I suppose. I couldn't imagine any other word to describe him. Certainly not two words together.
Technically, it's a conjoined word. It works.
Well, anyway, have to say, thank you, to be honest. I mean, I don't think we'll be getting Frankie tonight, but it was a delightful distraction that you provided. Thank you so much.
Well, that's fine. While I'm here, I might continue to search around just in case I can find anything that belongs to the man so that we can help, at the very least, discern his name.
Sure. Well, if it helps, I know he's not a local, but that would be very strange. It's mostly locals buying from Frankie, especially underage locals. He would not fit Frankie's typical customer base.
Yeah, see, I have a theory, Evangeline, that he is definitely not a local, and he is definitely not a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
Unless...
Please, do you need a hand?
If you're willing to give one, and I'll take it. I was shot earlier.
Well, I recently got my nails done, so I won't do it myself. But she gestures, and you turn around to see the guy with the singlet is standing in the doorway. Grunt, I'm sure he'd be happy to help you. Grunt. You can imagine where the name comes from.
Yeah, that's quite creative.
She wanders over and very similar, but perhaps... So if Frankie was sitting on the desk like he, was kind of trying to be the cool drug dealer,
yeah.
Evangeline leans on the desk in a manner that gives her more like a predator, like a snake ready to strike.
She's so much more dangerous than Frankie.
She appears way more as a snake ready to strike than Frankie the snake does.
Great. All right, I'm going to head off with Grunt to search around, see if I can find any weird things that look like they don't belong.
Do you want to start with that bloody handprint?
Oh, yes, 100%.
So you wander over. It's roughly in the center of the overseer's room. And sure enough, yeah, there's like half a bloody handprint. I guess this would be investigation wits. You have a little squiz.
Is it bodies because it's a bloody handprint, or would I need an actual body?
I'm not going to say why, but yes, I'm going to give you the bonus for bodies.
Okay. Not going to say why.
Two successes. You, with the light above you, you see in between the slats, there's something underneath the floorboards.
Grunt.
Mm.
I love this so much.
I'm currently not up to, you know, would you mind lifting that up for me?
Grunt looks over at Evangeline. Evangeline gives a shrug and says, do as the man says, Grunt.
Such a bad alliance, Adam. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Grunt, with his bare fucking hands, tears the floorboards up. Underneath, you see it's gory. It is kind of like a half a Hessian sack, and there's an entire human body, but cut up underneath.
Hmm. Grunt, is this man a local? Is it a man or a woman?
Hard to tell without an autopsy.
Do you recognize this person?
Are you speaking to Grunt?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Evangeline, she wanders over. As she walks over to you, looking over at her, you maybe very quickly clock that she's wearing the exact same shoes that LaFiora was wearing.
Was she wearing those shoes earlier, Adam?
Yes. Well, no, yeah, see, you wouldn't know.
Damn.
She walks over and looks kind of half interested, half trying to play it cool almost. Well, maybe not playing it cool. She just kind of is. She looks down into the hole with the corpse in it and she says, well, 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 that is a very fascinating.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't say I know this person, whoever they may or were, but just very fascinating that this should be here at all.
Do you know this isn't even the most fucked up body I've seen this week?
If this is Frankie's handiwork, I have to say it's a very silly thing for him to do. This is not where you drop bodies in Sabineville. He knows where you drop bodies in Sabineville.
I don't need to know where you drop bodies in Sabineville. That's not information you need to share with me, Evangeline.
That's fine. This was not done by someone who knew how to dispose of a body around here is all I'm saying.
I just start ignoring her. This body's way more interesting. I begin just investigating the body, see if I can work out anything weird about it. Has it got like tattoos? Is it from the 1800s?
All right. Two more successes.
Yep.
You deduce that this is a man's body.
Yep.
You see the remains of clothes, and sure enough, the clothes are kind of consistent with that guy's clothes. He would be wearing... Actually, no. Sorry. He's wearing a Ebenezer Scrooge-style nightgown.
But old.
But old, yeah. Like, including the little pointy hat thing that you would wear.
Adam, is he an old man?
He's an old man. You see one good eye and one pure white eye.